Darren Murphy with me here. Darren, it was a long journey, it was a long day, and it was a disappointing night here in St. Coleman's Park.
It's only disappointing if you think you've deserved from the game. We certainly didn't deserve anything from the game. Yes, look, it's been a long day. We left Ballybuffet at 9:30 this morning to play a game at 7:45 this evening. So, yeah, it's been a long day, but look, that's no excuse. At the end of the day, the players stopped a few times on the way down the road. They got their food. We arrived at the ground early for them to get their legs loosened and stuff like that. And we just started the game slow. And, you know, if you start a game slow, it's very difficult to get yourself back into it. I have said right from the get-go, our first 9 games of the season, we were probably just overachieving. And sometimes when you overachieve, it brings expectations. And maybe just a few have maybe struggled to deal with that expectation. You know, all of a sudden when you're going into games now, you're going into them where people thinking you should win the game, and it's a completely different scenario when the first 9 games of the season that you're going into every game and everybody's just wanting you to, you know, compete and be in the game. So overall, no, I'm not disappointed, because as I say, you're only disappointed if you think you deserve something from the game. This evening we didn't deserve anything from the game. We were second best for large parts. Yeah, and that's it, Aidan, in a nutshell.
So on to Cork City, back at Finn Park. On Friday night, we're probably glad enough not to be making another long trip next week, and on to another big game.
Yeah, on to another big game, and obviously Cork play tomorrow, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, how they get on. I'll go to the game myself tomorrow. I'll take the game in and then try and regroup. Go again and give it a real good go against a really top class Cork side. You know, it's not all doom and gloom. As I say, it's you know, we've now lost back to back league games for the first time this season. But overall, we have done okay so far this season. The squad's small and young, which people know. The injuries at the moment in the squad haven't helped. You know, and we're maybe having to play some of our older players more minutes than what they really need. You know. We have players coming back from injury who have come into the team and have not even had a pre-season, and we're throwing them straight into the deep end. That's where we are at the moment as a football club. We all understand that and we all appreciate it. We would like, you know, we would like more money for more players to beef the squad up, but we all understand the financial side of the football club's built on trying to get the new stadium, and that's the paramount thing at the moment. You know, the boys just need to go out onto the pitch and worry about the football side of things. There's still a lot of talking in and around the changing room regards, will we get the new stadium, will you not? It's very hard to keep that away from players because it's in the press so often. So there, that wee bit of uncertainty sort of creeps into them as well, you know. So, but for me, they've just got to try and regroup and go again and look forward to what should be a really, really entertaining game against a top-class Cork side at home at Finn Park.